I awake? Mamie, I had an awful dream. It must have been a dream, for I had a visit from Jacob Marley. I wonder what time it is. It's awful dark. There's no noise of anyone running about in the street. Ah, there goes the bell. 9, 10, 11, 12. 12? Why, it was past 2 when I went to bed. That clock must be wrong. An icicle must have got into its works. I can't see a thing. What does it mean? What does it mean? Hello. Who are you, eh? Huh? Ah, you're the ghost of Christmas past. Long past? Oh, my past. Well, what are you here for? And what do you want? My welfare. My welfare. Well, I am very much obliged to you, I'm sure. But an evening of undisturbed repose would have been far more conducive to that end. But if you want to tell me, let me have it and get it over with. What? You want me to go out with you? But I am not dressed for pedestrian purposes. The weather is cold and the room is warm, and I am but lightly clad. No, 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 no. Not out of the window. Not out of the window. I am but mortal and liable to fall. Where? I know this place. Here is where I spent my boyhood, and there is the old house where I went to school, and there is the ghost of my forgotten self sitting on that stool under that dim light. Yes, I remember one Christmas Eve so many years ago being left just like that. An old Alibaba came. Why, there he is now, with an axe stuck in his belt. And there's a parrot with a green body and a yellow tail, and a thing like a lettuce going out of the top of his head. Robinson Crusoe, we called him, when he came back after sailing around the island. Poor old Robinson Crusoe. Where have you been, old Robinson Crusoe? And there goes Friday. Friday running for his life. Oop, hello, hello. Oh, yes. Yes, there was a little boy singing a Christmas carol at my door last night. I wish I had given him something. But see, the scene has changed. There is a warehouse where I was apprenticed, and there is an old gentleman in a Welsh wig. See him? He's sitting behind that high desk, so tall that if he was an inch taller, he would knock his head against the ceiling. That's old Fezziwig. Old Fezziwig come to life again. And they're getting ready for the Christmas dance. Every movable thing is packed off as it was dismissed from public life forever. And the lamps are trimmed. The fuel's heaped up in the fire. Everything made snug and bright. And there comes a fiddler with a music book under his arm. He mounts that high desk and makes an orchestra of it. And tunes, oh my. What a horrible noise. He tunes like 50 stomach aches. And there comes Mrs. Fezziwig. One vast, substantial smile. And there are the three Miss Fezziwigs, beaming and lovable, followed by the three young swains whose hearts they broke. Look at them. Look at them. So glum and dejected. And now come all the young men and women employed about the place. And away they all go. 20 couple at once. Hands half around and back again the other way. Down the middle and up again. Round and round in the various stages of affectionate grouping. Old top couple always turning up in the wrong place. And the new couple starting off as soon as they get there. Old top couple at last, and not a bottom one left to support them. And now old Fezziwig steps out to dance with Mrs. Fezziwig. A positive light appears to shine from that old gentleman's calves. They shine from every part of the room like half moons. You never know what is going to come of them next. Fezziwig cuts so deftly, he appears to wink with his legs and comes upon his feet again without a stagger. And now the domestic ball breaks up. They all wish each other a Merry Christmas. Oh, what a joyful company. Let us go, spirit, let us go. I have learned the lesson of the past. How much happiness one man can give at a very slight expense.